All right, Thursday, getting ready to work some third down, get ready to head down to Dallas and take on Monty Kiffin and his group.
Halloween costume ready?
That's right, today's Halloween. Someone mentioned that. we're a little out of touch. Yeah, we need to catch up on some current events probably.
Do you have a quarterback announcement to make by any chance today?
Oh, do I? No, I'm sure. Coach Frazier. Did he say he'd address that on Friday? Yeah.
Just looking back at what Christian did on Sunday, what do you think about how he performed?
I think back to him making some plays in some two-minute scenarios for us at the end of both halves. The second one didn't matter, but the first half I thought it helped us go into the locker room with a little momentum and kept us within striking distance. Got us into some good plays. He's very sharp and does a nice job of doing our check with me's and amending our protections, and so those things were positives.
That said, is there any consideration to go to more of a hurry-up or two-minute offense when it's not necessary at the end of a half?
There definitely is, and we've had a lot of experience with that, and that would be something that we would definitely entertain without revealing our intentions completely.
What do you think contributed to the third down difficulties? Not quite as sharp on that down to keep drives extended?
We weren't. We got a couple third down conversions with maybe some DPI, which don't go on our stats, but we want to convert every one. We want to stay out there and end up in the end zone. That's our goal. Every time we get the ball, we want to score, and we're not getting that done to our standard.
Was it down in distance more, or was it just not executing the plays that were available?
Well, I think all of the above. At times, the deck was stacked against us, but we still feel like we can convert on third and forever or third and manageable. So I think we're all responsible. Coaches and players, we want to do a better job.
What do you think Christian's maybe had some more success in that hurry-up, no-huddle style?
Well, I don't know the reason for it, but it's a different theme for us. We've had success running the ball with the quarterback under center, fullback-led runs, but we also need to be flexible enough to get the quarterback in the gun and also have a threat there with some passing game for our quarterback, but still keep Adrian a part of it.
Does that allow him to make more of the calls on the field versus, taking the time to get him in from the headset?
Both. We have two ways to do it. One of them is up-tempo, and the other one is trying to exhaust the defense and control the clock and keep the opposing offense on their sideline. So we have a couple different modes.
Bill, do you have, for Cordero, do you have packages that you're putting in with him and Simpson on the field yet? And how much do you want to expand that?
We do. We're looking we didn't get a lot of plays the other night. We need to stay on the field so we can call more than, I don't know if we had a couple dozen, excluding the 2 minute the other night. We want to get into our game plan because we do have some packages that we're excited about, getting both those guys on the field and letting them do their thing.
Came into the season, did you have a threshold, a percentage of snaps you wanted to see him by week 17 in terms of the offense?
Not necessarily. I think we knew that he had a very promising preseason and he's doing a good job on the practice field out here, day in and day out. We're always looking for more production from everybody, and he's definitely one of them.
How much do you have to consider who your starter is going to be at quarterback when you go in and start game planning? And does it alter your game plan, or does it alter just how you would call the game?
Both. It alters the game plan. I think we want to definitely think players first, then plays.
How's Josh coming along?
Good. We missed him last week, but he's been out there. He was out there yesterday, and he got some turns and get back some movement after having a week off with his injury.
Has he absorbed everything at this point?
Well, I think he's doing his best to learn as fast as he can. I mean, he has a good feel for it, and he's getting back to getting on the field after having a week being idle.
Having an extra 2 weeks here since his start, is it incrementally better as far as his progress?
Yeah, I think we could say that it is. I think he's working at it. We've got a very professional group on offense, and the quarterbacks have been professional in their dealings with their teammates and also with one another. Thank you.